The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. Good evening. Warm welcome. A really warm welcome. Wherever you might be and whenever you're listening to this. So we'll begin with a guided meditation. Just a simple bringing the awareness to the sensations of the body in a global way. Sensing into what does it feel like right now to have a body, to be embodied. We might notice some general feelings of energy, restlessness, or maybe the opposite of restlessness, some weariness. Maybe the mind is busy, can't quite connect with the body. Whatever is happening, can we welcome it in? After all, it is happening. So instead of trying to get rid of it, can we just acknowledge it? And sometimes that's sufficient to create the conditions for a different unfolding. But it's different if we acknowledge our experience with an agenda, that we're acknowledging it in order for it to go away or to be different. Can we acknowledge it simply because that's what's happening right now? And noticing the breathing, the body is breathing. In a simple, uncomplicated way, noticing the inhales and the exhales. letting the mind settle on the sensations of breathing. When we find ourselves lost in thought, just very simply begin again. Part of meditation practice is to align ourselves with the truth of the moment. It's one way we could frame it. That is to see clearly what is actually happening, what is our actual experience in this moment. In some ways, we might say that so much of Buddhist practice is about seeing the truth of the moment, if we can use that word, truth. How is it now, without all the extra story making that we often add on top? we might gently inquire, what's actually happening right now? Not in a way that we have to dig and find it, but in a way in which we open to it. What are the experiences that are being experienced right now? sometimes this word truth can feel weighty. But what if we just consider that it's what's actually happening? It's the reality of the moment. And with our meditation practice, we can become attuned to, sensitive to, aware of what's actually happening, as opposed to our ideas, our fears, our concerns. And in this way, we can bring a certain amount of ease that happens when we are aligned with what's actually happening and not lost in our thoughts or stories, even if what's happening doesn't match our preferences, it's very difficult. There can be some delight in like, well, at least I'm facing it, at least I'm turning towards it, and can see how things really are and have a sense of perhaps what to do next. So much about our meditation and practice is to help us see what's actually happening, the truth of the moment, we might say. And we do this not only for ourselves, but for others, so that we don't get swept along in the stories, the untruths, perhaps, so that we can have some steadiness, some groundedness for ourselves and for others, so that we might support them just as the truth supports us.